Was past me, this is one to show up at all, okay,
really?
But I wasn't meant, it wasn't meant to happen. There was a session in the Clendalkins the weekend, and the shelter of sea started to really be down, and I pulled out the Friday and Saturday and pulled out the air this morning. There was a spin out of it last night at some stage in the right. So I didn't bring the conform that I was supposed to bring with me, for sure. I have what I have here. Anyway, I'll start with this one. Yeah, the words are here anyway. Crave a song. Your eyes of the earth bold enough to reveal you. This is a song. Green gives a shadow on the cordon of her hair. Every pebble is a star. We're under the rafters of the universe. I cross over to your ear. Where the sea brings my boat to mock requests, and the waves are my soul's custom to the end. I'll try twilight. Well, it was a deal years ago, it tatters marriage when I started writing. I had a very liberal father and a very conservative mother. She was very deeply, I love her, and halfway through this way to be getting there, I kind of broke her heart. I think the first wife of marriage, she got very jealous after that. She'd been committed once when I was 16. There used to be an asylum up the road there in Carras. Of course, I didn't take the tabs, I used to flush them. However, I still remember the words. But the deal was, the therapy would walk around in circles in the grass, you know, the greens. And one fellow wanted to cut through the grass. It's fucked us for a game of soldiers. I'm going through the grass! I don't know what you make of this one. Twilight seconds ticking buzz of song. I forgot, I didn't bring it with me. But there's one I didn't forget. Twilight seconds ticking buzz of the song comes evening, pausing past the dancing dense paper dust, haunted in the hours in a sanctuary of thought, describing the bottoming depth of dust. Sundew grass and greens lifting up to shoot a print existence, in this measured moment in conscious to the mind, empty of end, but full of planning, future necessity. Unread is the cry of dust set, the sun embracing breeze, a buzzing hum and custom, moving shadows to survival. I chant one of the love poems. I love by your touch and I love much too much. Love by your touch and you love much too much. I drink of the prize, you said I told lies. Sip from the pain, you believe me insane. Notice the moment in arching this torment, notice you disguise, smile in those sad eyes. Fill up the bluest cups with a drop of remorse, breathe of insight and try to forget. Melted in there, you always like a star, the one they can't mar, the one they warm. This is called Have You Seen Her? The title isn't here at all, and what happened to the title? Her waves of tune, her foam wild, a flower in June picked by a child. Her locks and pelishon, her frock some put on, her grass is greener, from this last have you seen her. Her face is keener than anything that was, have you seen her. Her water is bluer and clearer than any pitcher, and clearer. That's one, do you remember when Slobodan Milosevic died? The butcher of the Balkans, and they're starting up again after they hit their turning waters upside down, and they're at it again now, and you know, I suppose every crowd is entitled to their own country, their own place, the Kosovans, and there's a bit of rumpus anyway today, you didn't see the full story, but there's rumpus anyway. And the portrait, I called it, when Slobodan Milosevic died, so it kind of was changing the subject, I suppose, and I suppose it could bring in a lot of things into it, the way of the world as well. When men and women salute each other with these portraits on the wall, the cruel history cannot sever. This one for all, some king Saul. So life goes on, the butcher's gone. Now who will be the other one? from the Balkans to Baghdad, whatever history is made, the henchmen, the mad, with balaclavas and with death, training the youth to bleed from the seed of hate pay heed. The Americans and the Brits would regret, from Iraq's first child and hungry Africa still sad, and Hitler's and every empire fight please the other and such apocalyptic peace. Emperors, dictators never press, Bush and Blair never wish. Islam and the festering East, Muslims, Arabs, Jews every foe, both part of me and you, and of course the rebel Irish too, let's not forget this motley crew. Is it Easter? Easter is coming as well, since you have a chance to a Catholic one for change. Prayers of God. Good Friday. Grand me sleep. Even the straw shaken spring and a new bird in a tree. Fill me with your good news and mold me in your red breast. It's a Good Friday with a question mark. So a big question mark, that one, isn't it? We said for it long ago. That's why I wrote for Good Friday. I wanted the country to be the bit of peace. We lived in it. Can be sleep, even the straw shaking spring in a new bird in a tree. Fill me with your good news, or mold me in your red breast. Spend a million years in the hunger of my hands, when every tree waved and every shadow grew. Passion was a profane clause to unite the lonely blood that spit into me. From thee to take a flashing light of lust and loving lies of love, while I wait to be chosen and fashioned for whoredom born in the breast, I beg to feel the beauty that you see in the rustle of the brown green tree. So I watch for that. A chance to run. This is something that is torture and thinking of packing again. Answer that. Answer the question you've often asked. I might wind up at the side of the road. The third day to be able to see every standard and a flood of people can just
right, we'll keep away and wind up at the side of the road.
The Teddy Cabinet was too far on a mystical and dangerous thing, that little bit in the moment of life. Keep away from it, everybody. You if any sins. Try and get a job in a bank or something and rob it if you can. But no women, no children, no animals, no flowers, no get caught, don't get caught. You're the best bank robber in the world. It's so hard to anyone on the way when you're robbing that bank. I chance this one, which is about North Kelly, when I came to the group. Hold on, if you can read, the words are small, because this is French. From the early stage, I saw it all. It's supposed to be a Kenyan sonnet. That is what it sounds, isn't it? I think you need it. From the early stage, I saw it all. My eyes spread open wide. From the early stage I saw it all, my eyes spread open wide in a cherry field. Every move they made, every simple footfall, every try and sign and tear and godly deed a syllable. And there my pain began to unfold and never yield. I drank to dull the grief of what they behold. All the cunning of cursed words half looked, half spoke. Every bashed up sign piled the pain I soak. I saw every move in their ancient cherry faces. The loves, the losses, things done in dark places. How to speak, half spoke, defective calls, dodging, nodding by a cherry fire after football. And my pain took graceful steps and graceful paces. From the early stage in cherry, I saw it all. Don't mention the way out. Okay. I can't remember my granny, Mary Collins. My granny was a peculiar woman, you know. Really, she's a great faith in this first Friday business, and she died in it. She was my father's mother, and she reared us, because when Mary and Daddy were getting on, we were going to get the lot, you know what I mean? Each family was, and I was ready. And we also did the Packard Dunn in Ballybunnan years ago. The happy go along, she said, they're at it again, let's get out. So my mother and father every now and again. My mother had four babies in the age of four, all born in January. And I was there, so it was ahead. But when I was conceived, she hit the road, she left for 3.5 years and came back. And every time If you really want to know, Kelly, every time you took off his trousers, I got pregnant. Because things are, I wouldn't take them, I wouldn't take them anyway. You know, one of the Catholic girls, you know. And the father been inside Lenny Bunn and singing, my only son. Fighting for the green fighting dog. He fought for Ireland and Ireland only. That the shamrock, the green fighting gold. But the granny, you see, every big time his daughter is because my father didn't know much about fatherhood because his father died when he was 13, my grandfather. And guess what? Peggy Kelly, before she died, she said, you're this. He's a real father. I never met him because he died when my father was 13. So he was wandering, he'd go away and he'd be missing for ages and come back. And he'd be in America and he'd be back and forth. And she's a big family too. And of course, history does repeat in other ways, doesn't it? So I thought this was my granny, Mary Collins. The moment Benny Boozy, County Kerry, has been the county to the town next to the house. I gave it up to around the same time as the Pecker Dunway, so I was a bit alive. Realizing your room, and that soft spice as you held the cigarette, and silence to the pinging doom. She's always blowing fast as well. Nice one. Realizing your room, and that soft spice as you held the cigarette, and silence to the pinging doom. Twilight came with lies, questions I couldn't ask. I thank you for grey haze of the dizzy love and state where a civil war passed. I write of the days, the civil war inside my head. Penal times, penance and penny cakes after mass when the church could brainwash each first Friday and Lent. The sacred half now cracks. Met you and him at the class, felt grief in my tiny hand. You said it soon understand and the way of the west wind from remote to bear stand. I passed the root of your songs of that faith you had, that faith of things that sad, and the way to Ballybun from June to Vermore, the bramble growing now, grew to it before, the land for cows, milk no more. You stood at the end of the road, as you talked of the civil wars, on the way to Ballybun and Vermore. As we came from school, I thought you were good, and you were poking in your purse. For kind and more and hope in your purse and died. The first time I saw my father cry was when she died. I sent the friendship poem. You sent it off one of us. That friendship is true. Perhaps the only lasting thing are we are in the end when our song is sung and the friends we've known who really care. The few we've touched, the few we've touched is all we are upon the way. The friends we've made, who've held our hand, whose hand we've held, whose eyes we've seen, whose eyes have really seen us as we really are, whose eyes we looked upon, who remember us when we're gone. This love poem because you'd be on the road at Sarsendon and I was often given not being Pitt and Eisner, Paul's community, and I was often given more than I gave in this life, especially by friends and lovers on the way, you know, and for a good chunk of my life I was selfish. As was I'm trying, always fighting and trying to be more generous, or as generous, if we can catch up as the good people I've met on the way. So I chanced this one, with love. She dressed up for me, came out and smiled, loved to let me in. I was poor, so poor even bread would have done. She gave me more. She used to match my clothes, little things, sight for my eyes when I could not see, making my tongue light when I did not know how deep and darkness I would be. A green field to lie down, sky over me, stars that I knew, so that I knew I could never be alone again. This is called Eve. She She indicates, took her flowers and draped the seat in dew. I find her stroking in a room, her rooms and rural rivers, and unfulfilled girls of soap promise basking by the dawn and desire, time the leash and blessed rose, blistered the arbitrator's pose. Come all prodigal rabble, lanes and lanes of purple prose, now and then the horse of yell. Where with these sounds of horse and wheel and roots the bonding room, sit outside a while where sun consume, the waxing still the hill, for days and dawns and doom for tell, where girls and boys fight and yell and sob and sing for enemies, Jack and Jill.
It's all the few. A brother of mine said, "I don't know what about him." I made a fortune out of course. He said it couldn't be done. Spins around drinking mad women. And then when I had loads of money, I was at my worst because I'd get arrested and they wind up in serious trouble. Oh yeah, awful trouble. Lunatics is the highest order. You know, and it was, you know, it said it can be done, so it can be done. God said, I keep believing it. Just as I had this godly determination, I wouldn't give up. I wouldn't stop going out on the street and standing there. I wouldn't give up. I tried this with Trump. The more recent one. Some saw bigger lies through the beggar's eyes, more turned than hate, became louts of late. And the wise came to realize the cap is a feather that never dies. In any weather, lone bear flies roam around some other son of a mother, plodding pine flat lies. This is what Tomer, the beloved lady from Finland, master painting, and then with a, you know, talent in the chapter of the book is a lower grade, I suppose, and also that great woman. She stopped for a while, and then she told us, "Let beauty be the thing that colours in your hair, exposed to everything, and finds me untormented there, without fear in your contented atmosphere." Give me chicken's ass and want me to shut up. And if I have enough money to shut up, that's what I do. How's time?
Just five minutes.
My transplant is called unfinished. Paper of the heart lost. Send in the flowers, box the throat, start it down. Fill the fish of all things, your heart to sown and things and suck. From these eyes kiss the rate, list of trust. Shag the piss, gown of tuss, the ego dresses. Where the mouth is rest, it's a tiresome first phrase. The gentleman is called Making Advice. Another sharpish one. Make all you can from what you have. After the break, then you will survive. All things will return to you again. Then you can go back to know the past significance of plans and patience. In the way of waiting, lose all your wanting. All the jaunts, jargon, even the music's harmony, are looking towards the making of work. This is called Fall. Was it all the dubious nights we shared, tumbling into the shadowed specks, see your hollow heroes fall, that brought us to a place where we're fed in all, we're fed in us? I tell you when dying, they're telling as well, you know, there's a lot of rumpus now about breast cancer. And there was a girl who came to tell me to be in Van Diemen's Land, and she was going to Bellicat Angel. And we happened to meet this lunatic on the Hipney Bridge one day in Dublin, and I was there.
by my own petition.
It just came up. Strange, we're going to the first time in, but the people were urging us into Bandina's land, which happened here a long time ago. And she wanted Helen, she was, you know, this Celtic tiger, Celtic beast stuff, but she was one of the, I suppose, the Irish who never came, the people weren't here, who came to the island of where Mary Poppins brought and said, come dance with me, and you know, remember that? Years ago, 15 years ago, till the other way seen. And this was a letter, and we went on the piece anyway together.
Put it that way, Helen.
You lived like an angel in my heart for a while. Helen had an idealistic view of Ireland, of, you know, never been here before, just teddy bears, often isn't, you know, just often full of turmoil and contradictions, our beloved land. You lived like an angel in my heart for a while, the sun in your hair, girl, loveliness in your smile. You were with me for a moment, I forgot you were sent, only for a while, to share your great smile. I found you one night, your face was alight at the end of the corridor, when I couldn't find the door. I walked into you, invited you out to walk to Dublin with me, we'd go pub crawling, baby. So I pub crawled and kissed and got totally pissed. The morning you were impressed, and I cooked your breakfast. You were going to a vocal bellicose angel you never saw in the county of Wicklow of Law. You passed the bridge with me to a bar for the hatred. Then there was her, she died. She came here and there was a lump in one of her beds. This is discovered here, and I didn't say that we came to the wrong place, girl. But that she went back and she died. And I went to see her. When you were dying, we got closer. I went down to kiss your lips and you whispered, I love you. And they cried, but you were too ill. And I was afraid to hurt you if you saw my tears. And you tried to smile before the cough, and you tried to say it, she was with me. I tried to say it, I'm dying. And you held on to my hand and took your dying to bring us closer. Our thousand mottle is called Mottles and Flame Mottles. Old icy relics, climbing cammy waters, little blithes, ten natural guys, frail wavy flowers, dandelions in the windy towers where mottled hide. Little girls playing mothers, and in greater frills, their dying others. So I wind up with this one, I forgot it. But I won't say, I was in Clendalkin this weekend, and I won't say dysfunctional families, because when the she read up, she said, oh, she's a Spanish girl. But then, the first poet I met was my father, and he's looking at the customs now. And I forgot it. I didn't bring it with me because there was a bit of a long way to bring it with me, but you know, I didn't go back to where it was. And, I'm going to say, look at the customs. Like a lot of Irish sons and Irish fathers, as well, we were very alike, and we couldn't. For about 16 years I hadn't talked to him at all, so you know, high up the low down, pass each other by. And I said, this fellow now, he's a sound fella, but I came back from somewhere, you know, I wasn't here, you know, but whatever. So, I said, I'm going to look this fellow in the eye and face him, put my arms around him, because he can't make the move. Not by climbing under the coffin someday, the eye of hell. So I put my arms around him and I said, you know what I mean? You know the way. So I put a window over and said, I love you. We became great friends after that about 10 years ago. So it's really one of those things that it took a while. So I wrote it down because I forgot about it. And I wrote it down, you know, again. But it was there, you know, I started bringing it with me to copy of it. I wrote it down again today. My father. We could never talk to each other. The first poet I met. Bowed to my mother. After that small town, fallen behind the grey mare, and later in the grey Ferguson sector. singing at weddings and funerals, painting out his hard life's murals, and after some mad night's pettiness, tearfully inquiring, what did I do to deserve this? But stretched out his hand at every mass, but no sign of peace, now his risen sorrows pass. Sometimes I stand behind his plough now, will never walk behind his plough. The first port I met, and the witches, the first time we spoke, all that.
My mother,
I don't understand poetry.
It's okay. Thank you, Jane.